This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
One back, Hampton on 3rd and 5. Herbert puts the leg down. Petrie showing blitz. Now he gets into coverage as Herbert has a little time, but everything collapses as Rankins gets there along with Will to bring down the quarterback. Another 3rd down pressure situation, and the Texans defense comes through big.
Boy, this defensive line is something else.
It's The Drive. The fellas are out today. Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee. And pleased to be joined by the man you heard making a play there in that highlight, Sheldon Rankins, Houston Texans defensive tackle. As they come off the practice field here on this New Year's Day, getting ready for the final game of the regular season. Sheldon, appreciate you joining us. Happy New Year's. Are you a resolution guy?
No, not really. First of all, Happy New Year's to you guys as well. But honestly, not really. You know, I try to, whatever I'm doing, throughout the year, I try to make sure I'm always doing things that I need to do and things that I'm supposed to do. So I just kind of try to, keep it right all the time and just kind of live by that.
Amen. Absolutely.
I like that.
I'm with you on that. Hey, we heard your head coach talk about you in the press conference yesterday. You know, you returned to the Texans this year after spending last year in Cincinnati. What did it mean to you to be able to come back here and be part of this defense and play for DeMeco Ryans again here in Houston this year?
I meant everything, honestly. You know, this is a place, even in the short time I was here before, it felt like I was supposed to be here. It felt like, the timing of, when I got here along with DeMeco and, the team that he assembled. And, it felt like home, where, my voice was heard when it needed to be. And, the way I lead was needed to be able to help this group develop. And obviously, when I left, everything continued to take off. And just glad to be back, and honestly, it was like, putting a pair of shoes on that you hadn't worn in a few weeks. It's like, man, like perfect fit. I remember these. So once I got back here, man, it was like picking up right where I left off, and just trying to continue to be a positive impact for this team.
Heard that. Hey, Sheldon, Chris Partee here. I'm gonna piggyback off of Luke's question there. So you were here 2023, you left for a year, you come back. Now the defense was really good last year. This year, mm-hmm. you're back. This defense has taken that step to the next level. Like, what can you attribute mm-hmm. that to, as being the number one defense in the league, holding teams, I would think, what is it, 16 points a game? Like, what can you attribute all that to, and I guess the growth of the defense this year?
Yeah, I think it's a culmination of things, right? I think, for the most part, the entire defense kind of remains intact. So continuity is huge. I think that gets lost a lot of times now in sports with, you know, so much shuffle of players, you know, because of contracts and other situations that, you know, continuity can be hard to find. But, I mean, this front office, this coaching staff, this organization has done a great job of, you know, not only, you know, bringing in guys, veteran guys, but, you know, drafting the right kind of guys and allowing them to grow together. Allowing them to grow not only as, you know, men off the field, but, you know, men and players within the locker room and on the field. So, you know, once I got back, even watching from afar last year, you know, you saw everything continuing to grow. You saw the pieces that were there continuing to elevate, you know. So getting back here and, you know, just, you know, initially just figuring out what it is they need from me, how can I be at my very best for them down in, down out, and then going out and executing and making sure, you know, I'm doing my part. You know, there's so much talent on this defense that, you know, you never want to let the guy next to you down. You know, like I said, I normally play, you know, next to Will, and I got Tommy next to me, and outside of him is Daniil, you know, behind me, Aziz, Henry, those guys, the secondary. I mean, you know, that speaks for itself. So, the talent is endless, you know, the caliber, you know, not only player, but just person is super high character. Guys love ball. Guys love being a part of what we're building here. So it's easy to kind of fall back in and do what I need to do on my end to continue to help elevate this defense.
Talking with Texans defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins. Sheldon, you guys are obviously, you're already in the playoffs this year, so congratulations to you guys on that. What's this week been like, though, getting ready for a regular season game on Sunday where you're already in the playoffs? There's still a chance you could win the division. You know, does it feel any different? Do you have to do anything differently to make sure you guys are still up and ready to go Sunday? What's the week been like just to prepare for the final game of the season?
Nah, man, it's business as usual. You know, I think that's the one thing, you know, I spoke about it, you know, just earlier about how this organization, you know, from top down has done a great job of bringing in the right kind of guys that understand, man, any chance you get an opportunity to take the field and represent this defense, represent this team, we take it very seriously, you know. So obviously we understand there's still some things left for us to play for. But obviously, you know, with the playoff spot kind of, you know, clinched, you know, some guys can relax a little bit. That's just not the way we're wired. You know, we understand we have an opportunity to go out here and, you know, continue to play for something, continue to establish our brand of ball, continuing to build our continuity, continuing to grow and work towards the excellence that we chase every time we take the field. So it's business as usual for us, man. You know, we'll go out there, you know, continue to work throughout the week and go out there and play our brand of football on Sunday.
Sheldon, like Luke said, you got the coach this weekend. Tell me this. So you're going to see Riley Leonard out there. I believe this is his first NFL start, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's played a little bit, first NFL start. But how difficult is it to prepare for a guy, whether he's a younger guy or a veteran, that you don't have a lot of film on?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Yeah, I mean, it can be tough, right? I think, you know, a lot of what you think you'll see is, you know, projection, you know, obviously based on, you know, his college tape and, you know, some things that he did in his limited snaps and, you know, kind of basing it off of skill set and what he's just naturally done well and kind of trying to, you know, like I said, just kind of guess or, you know, play the game of like, oh, well, you know, he could run some of these things. He could run some of those things. And, you know, I think a lot of it will just be, you know, you go into it with, you know, with the thought process and then, you know, just being able to adjust on the fly. Like I said, they're going to do some things that, you know, obviously we'll prepare for, but then they're going to, you know, there's going to be a few things, a few wrinkles maybe that they throw in that we didn't prepare for. You know, that's part of being a professional athlete and, you know, playing defense in the NFL, man. You go over to the sideline or whether it's there, halftime, you make adjustments, and you continue to go out there and play good defense. So, like I said, I think, you know, there's some things we'll prepare for, and there'll be some things that, you know, we haven't seen that, you know, we'll kind of have to, you know, rely on our principles and our fundamentals to kind of get us out of. And, you know, we'll make adjustments on the sideline and at halftime and continue to go play.
Sheldon, I'm sure I already know the answer to my next question, but I have to ask the question anyways because we're all curious and talking about it as fans. As a player, any preference with who you guys might match up with in the playoffs, you know, next weekend?
No, I think, you know, the way this game works and the way we're wired within this locker room is, man, put the ball down. Mm. It don't matter where, don't matter when, don't matter against who. We like us 100 times out of 100, and we'll stand on that in any venue, any stadium, wherever, you know, wherever we end up playing, that's who we want to play. And that's kind of how we've always looked at it. Like, we'll take care of our own business and whoever shows up on the schedule, that's who we got to deal with and we'll look forward to dealing with it.
Now, Sheldon, does that go the same for whether you play on the road in the first round or whether you play at home? You know, you got home cooking versus being on the road, finding something to eat. Like, does that matter at all to players?
No, not at all. I think the beauty about this team is we all share the same mentality, whether offense, defense, special teams, it doesn't matter. You know, we're going to line up and play a violent, physical brand of football. And lucky for us, we can do that on the road, at home, neutral site, don't matter. So we just look forward to the opportunity to be able to play in the playoffs and do everything we can to achieve our dream, which is bringing a Super Bowl to Houston.
Sheldon, lastly, before we let you go, I know we've talked a lot about this defense, how good you guys have been this year. Just what's the most fun part about being part of this defense, you know, week in and week out right now?
I think I kind of spoke about it after the Chargers game in an interview where it's really just the brotherhood. You know, I think, you know, obviously, you know, the product on the field, we go out and, you know, we look forward to being able to dominate games and take over games. But, man, the brotherhood in the locker room, the laughs, the moments, the energy, the inside jokes, you know, the brotherhood is on the level of, you know, how, you know, you have an older brother or something, you could go out and score 40 points in a basketball game. he's never gonna let that be good enough. You know, it's the same within his locker room. We could go out and have a dominant performance. Like, we're never gonna allow each other to be comfortable with what we've done, and we're always pushing each other to be better because we know we're still only scratching the surface of how good we can be. So I think, man, when you mix, you know, the level of love and admiration each guy has for each other with that ability to kind of, man, always keep each other locked in, keep each other on a level playing field, level head to go out and execute the way we need to execute to be able to win games, it's special and special to be a part of.
He's Sheldon Rankins, defensive tackle for the number one defense in the NFL of your Houston Texans. Sheldon, appreciate the time. Happy New Year to you, and the best of luck this Sunday and into the playoffs as well.
Hey, thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
Appreciate it. Sheldon Rankins joining us here on the drive. Appreciate the time right off the practice field. Obviously, look, it's the NFL. It's their job. They get paid a lot of money. They're not going to take a day off for New Year's Day.
No.
But I mentioned this yesterday with Clint. I think back to, you know, I only played high school basketball, but the coach used to have practice on New Year's Day like 7 or 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Just to make sure no one was getting in trouble the night before. And it was miserable.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
That's actually, high school basketball. Come on.
No, that's actually smart.
Now, get your ass up and get to practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was smart by the coach.
I've been there. 6 a.m. practice. Yeah. Or 6 a.m. weight room session.
Right.
Yeah. I've been there.
We'd still stay up till midnight, and that's like, oh, we got to get up.
Got to get up in 5 hours.
Run around.
6 hours.
Yeah, and then he'd run you to see, like, okay, which one of you guys is hungover and going to throw up everywhere?
Who drank all night?
Yeah. Which troubled high schooler.
Who stayed up playing 2K or Madden all night?
That's what we would do. I mean, we were in high school anyways, but it's like, we got to get up early. Like, we're just going to play Halo and Madden. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely the Madden.
Yeah, that's right. And watch the ball drop at midnight, have some sparkling grape juice, and
go to sleep.
And go to bed and get up and go to practice. A little different for these NFL guys, making a lot of money. Also, you know, the practice was normal time. Appreciate Sheldon joining us coming off the field here this afternoon. I liked his answer. I figured that was going to be the answer about the opponent. I liked his line, though. Yeah. You know, we'll take ourselves 100 out of 100 times. You obviously have to have that confidence. That's what contributes to having the number one defense.
Yeah.
But when we come back, we're going to talk about that. Who do we prefer the Texans match up with in the first round of the playoffs? Have the Texans exercise their demons? We'll talk about it next. It's The Drive here on 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.